Welcome to Out of the Office. I'm your host, Kaylin Spickler, bringing you ideas for your next Out of the Office adventure.
You've got to get that bird's eye view of the valley.
Off the couch and away from video games.
If there was one event I would keep inventing, this is the baby.
Got a few things in store.
Every month we sit down with business owners, regional experts, and everyday people to talk about all there is to offer in the Roanoke region.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always so much fun stuff to cover on a podcast.
My favorite day.
They're having a blast.
We are loving it.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Here we are at Out of the Office and at the libraries. We have an exciting lineup with special announcements happening this month. So stay tuned. And here I am, Caitlin Gills with...
Oh, Kaylin Spickler.
Yes. Hello. So the first thing that I want to talk about, drum roll, please. Is the Best of Roanoke Awards were announced.
Yes.
And super exciting that the South County Library won platinum and the Vinton Library won silver. So yes. We're so excited. And shout out to our friends at Roanoke City, the Melrose branch. They won gold.
Yes. So. What have the staff at both of those libraries said?
Oh, they've been so excited. Good. You know, thank you all for everyone that voted. Thank you so much. So it means a lot to them. It shows that libraries are a necessity in the community. So I think that's just great. And these awards are so much fun and so cool that they highlight all the entrepreneurs and the local people in the area and businesses.
Well, and I think this year there were 17... Was it 100 or 1,000? I know it was a 1
and
a 7.
It was a big number. Yeah.
It was very big,
yes,
regardless.
So that's awesome. So super fun and exciting. And then another exciting award announcement is that the website, the library's website, rocolibrary.org, just won the Outstanding Website Award from Virginia Public Library's Directors Association. So that's so much fun. The website is my baby. When I first started, if you guys go to the Wayback Machine, you can see what it looked like 10 years ago. It was more of a page. Now it's very dynamic. You know, it's mobile friendly. We have the app. We have pages for kids, teens, on the bookmobile, you know, you name it, it's on there along with all of our great databases. So it's just your central hub for all things library that you can access from your phone or anywhere, and you can sign up for alerts and all that fun stuff. So super excited about that award.
Yes. Well, you really can do everything on the website. And so who all was up in the running for that? Like how were we selected and who were we selected between?
So it is all Virginia libraries can put in for that award. And, you know, you have to write your little Why My Library website. So much fun. And then so anyone that put in for that across the state could win.
Wow.
So, yeah, and all the public library directors, I'm sure they have a panel that votes.
That's definitely a big deal. That's statewide.
Statewide.
Well, so, very exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
To you and to the library staff and to everyone who has a hand in all three of those. Well, I guess technically two awards, but three recognitions.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks to everyone and all the staff and everyone that always shares about the website. So I appreciate that. So all good things and all about sharing. So.
That is definitely a big component of it that I think sometimes is overlooked.
Yes. Yes.
Word, getting the word out is important, so that way it's known.
Yep, the word of mouth marketing is definitely stronger than people realize. Like, really, if you tell someone that you like something, chances are they're going to tell someone else that, hey, I heard this is a really great thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super fun and exciting.
Yay!
So, speaking of super fun and exciting, I wanted to talk about the bookmobile.
Yes.
So raise your hand, not that we can see you guys, but raise your hand if you have seen the Words on Wheels bookmobile out and about on the road and wave to our friendly librarian driving.
I haven't seen it in action. I have seen it.
That's
but I've
right.
not seen it on the road.
I know.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, she's always on the go. So you will see her, I promise. At some point in time, you'll find her just gallivanting around Roanoke County, going from spot to spot. This summer, she has so much fun planned. So she'll be setting up shop at Explore Park for some of their events. Green Hill Park's Touch of Trucks coming up at the end of summer. So we're really excited about that. Hopefully the weather is nicer than it was last year because it was rainy. I think a hurricane had came through that weekend.
Okay.
And that was our like debut of the bookmobile was that time. So this time it'll be fun, but we do have cute pictures of kids in their rain boots and raincoats, you know, sitting in front of the bus in the bookmobile. So super fun.
Yes.
And then she's going to be going around to different parks throughout the county and setting up. So anyone that's visiting the park, walking on the greenway, maybe visiting some of those little free libraries can also stop by and get a library card, check out materials, do a craft.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's great. So
I love this concept so much. It is truly like an ice cream truck, but for books.
And I know we talked about trying to figure out if we could put like music that comes out of it. We were like, what could we do? So maybe we should make that happen.
Yeah. Or at least like those microphones that you can get.
Follow the bookmobile.
Yes, that would be so fun.
That would be. Yep. So, but Allison Frick, she's our community engagement librarian, and she stepped into this role. It was a new position. So she stepped into this role and just ran with it. And so it's been super fun and exciting to watch the trajectory of starting this new service.
Yeah. So. Was the bookmobile thought of when this position was created, or was that something that she's kind of championed from start to finish?
Yeah, it kind of was thought of. Okay. And I think we had the van. We acquired the van before she started.
Okay.
And then, of course, our friends at RVTV helped us design the wrap. So that was super fun. And yeah, it's very eye-catching.
It is. It's so cute. Yeah. So I'm excited for it to be out and about more this summer, especially with the summer reading program. I think that pairs so nicely.
That's right. Let me give you our next summer reading teaser.
Okay.
Let me tell you the next episode, it's going to be all things summer reading. So it'll be super fun.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till we announce all the things. But our little teaser is that this year you can log your books on the app Beanstack, or you can get a paper log. Okay. And our paper logs, you know, it mirrors kind of what's on Beanstack, but the children's one is a bingo card.
Oh,
so
that's
they get
fun.
To do a lot of fun activities as well. And we'll have ones for, you know, babies and toddlers, and then a children's card with a bingo sheet for elementary school age kids.
Okay.
So even if you're doing Beanstack, I recommend you still get a card, and then you can play along no matter what.
I agree. Plus, that's so satisfying to then see that you have bingo.
Exactly.
Or that you're close to getting bingo.
Right. Who doesn't love bingo? I mean, it's just so much fun. So, of course, you can earn bingo, and it's super fun. And we've got activities where you're active or where you're just reading. So the children's bingo cards are always a hit with all ages. So parents even get to have fun with it, too.
Yeah. Well, and I remember when I did summer reading as a kid, I feel like it was on a bingo card.
Yes.
Because you were picking kind of intentionally the ones that you wanted to do to get bingo.
Exactly. Yep. So hopefully everyone finds all these squares pretty fun. I think I do. I think my kids will like them. So I can't wait to get started.
Yes.
So, and that's June 8th.
Okay.
So that's our kickoff for all things summer. And speaking of that, we will have a kickoff party at South County Library that day.
Okay, so fun.
Yeah.
Well, that is really a month away, which is hard to believe.
I can't believe, like, we're almost halfway through the year. So I don't know what's happened.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it like that, but yes.
Yeah, like, school's about to be out. I know the teachers are counting down the days. My kindergartner's counting down the days, and he's already ready to start first grade. And I'm just like, where did the time go? Like, my little baby. So super cute. But yeah, we definitely... I'll give more about summer reading. I'll give another teaser.
Oh, okay.
So we love summer reading because it prevents the summer slide. Mm-hmm. So it keeps kids reading all year long, because those couple of months when they're out of school, sometimes they don't pick up a book, and this incentivizes reading for those reluctant readers. So we have some great prizes lined up, great grand prizes lined up. So can't wait to tell you guys more.
Yes. Well, and just as a reminder to just show how incredible the prizes are. Last year's prizes were, I remember it was one of those Bluetooth mug warmers.
Yep.
And then there was something else. There was like a charger.
Yep, yep. The completion prize was like a multi-pronged charger.
Okay.
So, yeah, we always have fun stuff in line.
Yeah.
So you can and win.
They were just so unique, too. Like, especially the Bluetooth mug warmer, that's something that I feel like you see, but you're never going to get yourself. Right. That's either you get gifted or you're like an extreme coffee drinker and you have coffee at all points in the day.
Uh-huh, right? Yep, exactly.
So they're very fun. I'm excited to hear what they are for this year. Next episode.
That's right. All about summer reading. And we'll be joined by some special guests from the library. So we'll have some of our librarians on board at the podcast. So
that will be fun. I'm excited for more people to get to meet them. That's for those who haven't yet.
Yep. That will be good. So I thought it's probably time for our bookish game. So this one's easy.
Okay.
It's just this or that.
Oh, so, okay. I love that.
I know. So ready?
Yes.
Okay. Fiction or nonfiction?
Okay. So I always have to think about it because nonfiction is not false. So that means it's true.
Exactly.
So fiction.
There you go. A physical book or an ebook?
Okay, so I like... See, I'm really bad at this or that because I have to give an explanation.
That's okay.
I like physical books, but I read an ebook faster.
That's fair.
I think I would say a physical book.
Sounds good. All right, a library or a bookshop?
A library.
And a paperback or a hardback book?
This one actually doesn't make a huge difference to me. I know for people who are like very in the book community, I feel like that's like a big deal.
Right.
But to me, it's not as big of a deal. So yeah, sometimes you can only find them one way or another, which I think is why I've maybe let go of any feelings that
that's
I maybe
true.
Had.
Yep, that's fair. And then let's see, are you going to finish a book no matter what? Or life's too short to read something you don't love?
I think I'm going to finish it no matter what. If I've bought it. If it's an ebook, then I'll just like end up finding another one probably.
Right.
But yeah, and some of those like I have ended up really liking.
Yeah, like once it gets to the end, you're like, oh my gosh, now it all makes sense and it comes together. I have had books like that too. Because yeah, I'm a read it no matter what. Like I will struggle through it. And then sometimes they're the ones that you're like, I really did like that. So
yeah,
you know, give it a try.
Yes. And I feel like that's when I get into my reading slumps is really when I'm like starting a book that I don't really like, but it's like I'm not going to start another one, but I'm not overly motivated to read continue reading the one that I've started.
Yep, that makes sense. And romance or thriller?
Oh, romance. Yeah. I don't really read anything else.
And last one, do you stick to one genre or just bounce around?
Oh, well, that one. I think I have like sub-genres. Like I love a good Christmas Hallmarky book, but that also I think typically fits in.
Probably so.
What else? Sometimes they have like thriller aspects to it. When I was a kid, I really liked the You Pick Your Own Journey books.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
You Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yes.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
So... And then, so some of them that we'll be doing for children's book clubs this summer are like the I Survived series. So like delving into the Titanic or A Grizzly Bear Attack is one of the books that One Branch has chosen.
Wow.
So yeah, those are pretty popular series right now too. So similar, I mean, except it's not Choose Your Own Adventure. It just is what it is.
Yeah, it just is an adventure.
Right? Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. I haven't heard of that series. I feel like I would want to read that even.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear about the Titanic. I mean, like, I've watched the movie, but I want to hear about it more.
I know.
In a survival sense.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So it looks really interesting.
Very fun.
So, yeah, super fun. So last month we talked about the eclipse party.
Yes.
Because it hadn't happened yet.
Yes.
And of course it has happened. It was a little bit of a cloudy day, but I think all of our library locations had a little bit of visibility. So that was good. It was very well attended with how many people? I had it written down. hundreds.
I was going to say, it had to have been hundreds
of people that came out. So that was great. It was an overall success. And
yeah.
It was an out of this world experience.
How long had you been waiting to say that?
I've really been waiting a long time. So it was quite the fun,
yeah.
fun time.
Well, the pictures looked great. And honestly, I think just from my experience, having it be somewhat / mostly cloudy kind of made it more exciting, because then like you could look at it without the glasses and have it not be as
right
dangerous. Yep. And I took a picture with my phone, which I probably wouldn't have normally done.
I know, I did the same thing. I want to say I did it like through the
yeah
through the glasses, and yeah. it came out really cool.
Yeah
So yeah, super fun. And I don't think the next one's for like 50 years. So.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So it was a great experience.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and especially, okay, so yeah, to have one where we're going to be in totality or like as close as we were.
Right.
Yeah, that could be a really long time.
Yeah, definitely. And I know some people travel to the total totality. is that what I want to say?
I think so. I mean, yeah. It's you might be able to get away with one or the other.
Right.
But I think it works. We got it.
Yeah. And that was probably a neat experience. And I heard of some people being on a plane during it, too. And I don't know how I'd feel about that one. So that's...
Yeah. To me, that feels like a safety concern, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. So
I don't know either. Yeah. I guess it's not.
We'll try it again in 50 years and see what happens.
Yes.
So this month, of course, being May, mm-hmm. you know, we're wrapping up a lot of our... reoccurring programs as we prepare for summer. So we've got Discovery Time and Junior Makers. So those are finishing up until summer. And those are really cool STEM programs for children. And it just gets them thinking about, you know, engineering, robotics, sciences, and all of those things. And they get to do experiments or crafts and listen to stories. And it's just a great program, and everyone gets involved. The parents get to help. As they do these fun little experiments at the library. So sometimes they're messy, sometimes they're not. You know, it's just super fun for all the kids.
Yes. And I know STEM is really big right now, just focusing on that. And I know some of our staff have even talked about how we can involve more STEM into the libraries.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of support and interest behind that.
Yes, definitely. So it's super fun. I think we pretty much do STEM programs for all ages all year long. So don't think just because these two programs are wrapping up to take a break for summer that means we're not having any during summer. We have mm-hmm. a lot of fun ones planned. Throughout summer, it's just not part of the series.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. That calendar for summer events is already on the website or at your favorite location. So you can go pick one up and figure out what you want to register for and come out to and mark your calendars and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, very exciting.
Yeah. And then our teen book chats not wrapping up. They'll continue throughout the summer. But this month they're taking it easy because, you know, they've got SOL mm-hmm. testing and end of the year projects and all of that fun stuff. So they have chosen to do book to movies.
Okay.
So they're watching a handful of those, from Twilight to Maze Runner and all of that fun stuff.
Okay.
So very fun and chill book chat. And of course they'll get snacks because teens love their snacks.
Yes.
So super fun.
Is there anything happening with the adultish group?
So the adultish programs, they're definitely going strong. And at the end of probably this time next year, we're going to have launched something new for that age group.
Oh.
So we're working on something big. So keep your eye out for a fun new adultish program that we've got coming up in the next 6 months or so. Probably we're still in development phases. So,
okay.
But I think it's going to be fun.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that's happening that's for all ages and anyone can submit is our 3D printing is like super popular right now at the library. So it's super fun. You can submit a print, read the policy, tell us what color you want, and all that fun stuff on our website. So that has been way popular. So the word has gotten out over that and it will continue to get out. So
yes.
It's great to see what people are submitting, like tabletop gamers are submitting little pieces, wow, like little characters to be printed to use in their gaming. So super fun.
Yeah. There should be like a social media challenge to send in your pictures and have like a little hashtag.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
We should do that. And of course, by the time this airs, Mystery Night will have taken place.
Yes.
And we'll all know who done it. So I can't wait to figure out who did do it.
Yes, because you still don't know.
So they won't know until Bailey pulls them off to the side. Or I'm sorry, Detective Klutz pulls them off to the side and tells them at the end of the night. So that way they can't give anything away.
Okay.
As the detectives are walking around. So super fun.
Yes.
I love this event because, you know, I love my cozy mysteries. So.
Yes.
Acting is not for me, but I am happy that we have a handful of folks that it is for them.
Are you in it?
I am not. No.
Okay.
No, I was just in the promo reel, but I am not in it. We've got someone else that just couldn't make it for the promo.
Okay.
So, yep. So.
Yay. Very fun.
So that wraps it up for Out of the Office and at the Libraries here with Caitlin Gills and Kaylin Spickler. So it's been super fun. And be sure to tune in next month to learn all about the summer reading program as we do a deep dive into all the adventures that you can take at your library.